Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of positivity and practical tips to level up your love life. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out real talk, relatable stories, and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion in relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another fluffy topic, for me on this one. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting things slide. It's the secret sauce to building a strong, resilient, and truly loving partnership. Think about it. Ever been in that loop of self-criticism where you beat yourself up for a mistake, even in your relationship? You know that feeling when you say something hurtful accidentally and immediately spiral into "I'm such an idiot"? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. That harsh inner critic isn't helping anyone, least of all your partner. When you practice self-compassion, you learn to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. You acknowledge your imperfections, forgive yourself for slip-ups, and focus on learning and growing instead of dwelling on the negative. And guess what? This ripple effect spreads throughout your relationship. When you're kinder to yourself, you become more patient with your partner, less quick to take offense, and better equipped to handle disagreements constructively. It's like a beautiful cycle of love and understanding. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Self-compassion starts with self-awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swelling around in your head. When you catch yourself being critical or judgmental, gently redirect your focus to something positive about yourself. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your efforts, and remember that you're human, you're going to make mistakes. 2. Treat yourself like a good friend. Imagine your best friend messed up. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Offer yourself the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. 3. Practice mindfulness. When conflicts arise, take a deep breath and try to step outside of your emotional whirlwind. Observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment and remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. Approach the conversation with calmness and empathy. 4. Focus on solutions, not blame. Instead of pointing fingers and assigning fault, work together to find solutions. Remember, you're a team, and your goal is to navigate challenges as partners. 5. Don't be afraid to seek support. If you're struggling with self-compassion or relationship issues, reach out for help. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can provide invaluable guidance and support. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She always struggled with feeling inadequate in her relationship. Every little disagreement would trigger self-doubt and criticism. She'd constantly worry that she wasn't good enough, smart enough, or interesting enough for her partner. It was exhausting. One day, she stumbled upon a book about self-compassion and decided to give it a try. It took time, but slowly she started to treat herself with more kindness and understanding. She learned to acknowledge her strengths, forgive her mistakes, and focus on the positive aspects of her relationship. As a result, Sarah's confidence blossomed and her relationship became stronger and happier. So remember, lovers, self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool for creating healthy, fulfilling relationships. It takes courage to be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, let's recap our key takeaways. Be aware of those negative self-talk patterns, treat yourself with kindness, practice mindfulness, focus on solutions, and don't hesitate to seek support. Ready to make this week a little more compassionate? Start by saying something kind to yourself in the mirror this morning. I know you deserve it. And as always, feel free to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of love and understanding together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.